This is Love from her album from 2000, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. Hello and welcome, folks. It's now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's time for the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's show on new British and Irish music. I'm your host, Rue, as always. And Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. That's an album that came out now 25 years ago in October. So I figured, you know, it was a good time to mark its anniversary and play a little bit of it. PJ Harvey, an absolute icon, mammoth of not just British music, but also of kind of rock music in general, and as one of the big women in rock. Some of whom were honored this year, actually, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which, you know, we might talk about a little bit. It's not, you know, accolades are not really this show's thing. But PJ Harvey, you know, this is considered one of her best albums. I think so, too. It's just what an incredible album it is. And it won her, you know, Brit nominations, Grammy nominations. She won the Mercury Prize for it as well in 2001. And I think that makes her the only artist to have ever won the Mercury Prize twice, even to date. But yeah, speaking of all these stories, we've got a few stories to share with you on this week's show. It's now November, the snow's falling all around us. It's very, very calm, you know, where I am at the moment. And it's just a lovely vibe. And it feels like the beginning of something new, the end of the old season, the beginning of a new season, and also the beginning, or, you know, the setting in motion of the wheels of 2026 in music, I feel, because there's been a lot of album announcements, there have been some albums released, and all this stuff in anticipation of tours next year. And there was also the, as I was saying, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony that happened last night, really. And I was talking to Cindy, host of Thursday's Indie Wake Up Call. I think just one of our favorite people here at the station. And she was talking, obviously, she, you know, this year, the White Stripes have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And no one really cares about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But we do sometimes look out for things like, will Meg White show up? Is there going to be a possible on-stage reunion of the band and everything? And unfortunately, there wasn't. Meg White didn't show up. And she's sort of just, you know, withdrawn from music, really, ever since the White Stripes split up. But Jack did read out a very sweet, unsent letter to her from many, many years ago. And he was, the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by a very enthusiastic Iggy Pop, fellow Michigander. But other than that, you know, pretty standard fare at the Rock Hall. But we've also got the Grammy nominations that came out this week on Friday, and that's going to set forth 2026 into motion as those awards happen in February. And since this is a show on British and Irish music, we might touch upon what of the nominations are relevant to us on this show. But for now, we can get started with some new music from great artists. We'll start off with some bigger names, and then we'll get into the grassroots and bring you all the new artists you need to be listening to. So we'll start off with a little bit of Gorillaz. As you know, they're on their way to a new album. It's going to be called The Mountain. It seems to be quite an album inspired by Damon Albarn, who took a trip to India with his daughter earlier this year. And you go on the standard tours, he said he took a dip in the Ganges in Varanasi and stuff. And the album was partly inspired by that. And there's a lot going on the album, lots of collaborations as always. This one is with Joe Talbot, the main singer in Punk Bad Idols. Joe Talbot was saying that his part of the song, because he sort of wrote his verses and lyrics, he said that it was exploring the mythology around addiction, grief, loss, and these kind of cycles that end up developing where, you know, things just enable each other and you kind of just get deeper and deeper inside. And Damon was saying of the track that, you know, he was sort of inspired, this is more retrospectively, but he says that on this track, he almost feels, he says, Joe and I are being chased by hope. So that's nice, because he was reflecting on the New York mayoral race, where he says that Zoran Mamdani, after winning, said there is hope. And that kind of came back to Damon. Now, this is the third single from the album The Mountain. The album is officially set to be released in March, but the band have recently revealed that they're going to be pushing the album dates up a little bit. And the reason why there was a little bit of a longer timeline is because there are going to be no music videos from the album. There's going to be just one long video or short film, whichever way you want to be looking at it. And it's going to be like an 8 to 10 minute long film, entirely hand-painted. So, you know, all the animation was going to be done by hand, no computers. The filming is going to be done completely analog, and it's supposed to tell the story of the mountain. That's what Jamie Hewlett says. And they're working with a small studio to do that. And they said that it's a deliberate decision. They're turning their backs on computers, they say, and making a comment on AI. No computers being used at all on the production. So anyway, we're going to be listening to that song, The God of Flying. You can find them at gorillaz.com. And then next, I have some music from Nova Twins. Now, they put out their third album, Parasites and Butterflies, just earlier this summer in August. And it's a great album. You know, they're really pushing their sound out there and blending all these different genres. There's a bit of hip-hop, there's a bit of pop, there's a bit of R&B, there's a lot of rock. I think Georgia South is truly one of the bass pedal innovators, just bassists who's innovating of our time. So, you know, they're an incredible band. And as a big, big breakthrough, they got invited to do an NPR Tiny Desk. And you know that this is where you have to strip everything back. But they still brought their pedal boards out, and it's an absolute incredible moment to watch them do their thing. They're one of the most exciting guitar bands that you're going to find out there. So I do encourage you to go and actually watch the performance of it. But I'm going to play us a song, Monsters, which was, I think, the lead single, if I'm remembering right, from their album, Parasites and Butterflies. So we're going to be playing that. You can find them at novatwins.co.uk. Let's get started off with Gorillaz. This is The God of Flying on CFRC Radio.
Who am I? Stay strapped in, 'cause all you've got is me. Behind.
So this next song is called Monsters. We all have demons. We all have monsters.
Myself, like I'm an alien, spaceship crash, but I'm not afraid of my somebody else. If I were a star, I'd shoot away so far. Off my head, I need time to digest. I need to tell myself to breathe. Not afraid of my
music, and that's certainly one of the best things happening right now in British music. That's Nova Twins. That was their song Monsters, performed live on NPR's Tiny Desk. And every sound you heard on there, every kind of melodic sound, except for the drums, of course, that was all Georgia South's bass. That's all just one bassist going crazy. Her pedal rig is absolutely insane. But we also heard some new music from Gorillaz. Their third single, The God of Lying, has just come out. That's featuring Idols, or really featuring Joe Talbot, their singer. I have to pop in here and give you a little reminder, folks. CFRC's funding drive is going on. It's just kicked off in November. It's going from the 1st of November to the 31st of December. And our goal is to raise $25,000 for the station, you know, just for operations and upgrades and like recording and performance studios. And it's an absolutely incredible thing to even have a station that is able to nurture talent or, you know, have a place to like try out things. I said this last week, but I'm just going to say it again, because you know the station has been a home for so many different kinds of recording arts and crafts. Like we've had summer workshops where kids learn how to do theater live on air, and they put on this little production. They recorded those really, really cute jingles and PSAs that we played last year. So many musicians have come by, you know, to do live sessions over here. There's like poetry shows that, you know, feature all these wonderful upcoming writers and cover things like the Kingston Writers Fest and stuff like that. And this, I just feel like it's such a hub for talent, and you know, has been able to nurture talent and give you a place to try out things to see if you would like it. You know, like we do what the stations higher up don't do, and we're sort of the trial ground for all of it. And I think my life would have been very different if I hadn't walked through the doors of the station like 5 years ago now. I have friends who've gone on from this very station to work at the CBC, work at record labels, at music festivals, at things like North by Northeast, you know, and we've had so many bands in that have come and done their first ever interviews, you know, before you go out there and face the main media. We've sort of been the trial ground for all of that. There have been so much sports legacy has also come out of CFRC, and if you were listening this week, you'll know how important CFRC's coverage was to the Gaels, who, you know, just lifted the big trophy earlier this week. So there's so much stuff happening. There's the live sessions, which are going on, by the way, and you should listen to them every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and, you know, just giving you the scoop on all the best coming out of music in Kingston. All this is to say that I do think that CFRC is an important hub for cultural community and art in Kingston. And so we're raising money to keep the station going. And we're also doing it in a very fun way. So you're not just going to have to blindly donate. We are doing some fundraising events coming up soon. There's a CFRC game night happening at Manator Games and Gifts downtown. That's on the 13th of November at 7 p.m. I think you can make a $10 donation on our website, and you can, you know, do it on the door as well. And you can get swag, you can get CFRC merch, gift cards for local businesses, and all of that comes out of the raffle, including stuff from Minotaur. So you can get the donation link online. Just head to cfrc.ca. Find it under the merch tab. There's also a second event happening at the Grad Club next week, which is the Drag Queen Bingo Fundraiser Night. That's happening with local actor and performer Tiffany Morgan, who I saw earlier this year actually at KCFF, because she was a part of the film Doom Boogie, which was like this indie band horror film about this band that was kind of doomed to be facing a lot of gore and having all their members like... I'm not going to spoil it for you, just in case it does end up coming out, but she was one of the lead antagonists in it, and she was excellent, you know, and I ran into her on the red carpet of KCFF, because we, CFRC, were hosting sort of the red carpet Q&A, I don't know, like we were doing red carpet questions with all the people who were, all the artists attending the Slate Music Video Prize. So again, all this is to say the CFRC has been out there creating a ton of opportunities for, you know, rising journalists, videographers, interviewers, musicians, so many different people. We've been able to take crews with us to the Kingston Canadian Film Festival in the last few years. So anyway, head to cfrc.ca and make a donation if you're able to. You can find it all under the merchandise tab. Go check it out. We're going to move on to playing some new music, new artists. I have a band who's got a debut album out. They're called The Claws, spelled C-L-A-U-S-E, not claws as in like talons. But they're an alt-rock band from Birmingham. They released their debut album, Victim of a Casual Thing, which went to number one on the UK independent albums charts. They're a band of whom three of their original members met as 12-year-old schoolboys in the West Midlands. And here they are now as 26-year-olds. They've put out a fantastic, high-energy alt-rock debut album. album. It's gone to number one. They're playing theatres across the UK. It's called Victim of a Casual Thing. And it was also on the main UK album charts. It hit number 8 over there. And I'm going to play us a song that's a very catchy, you know, rock hook. It's called Tell Me What You Want. You can find them at The Clause. Again, spell that CLAUSE.OS.FAN. Do go check out the album. And then I've got some music from Manchester, the band Loose Articles, a favourite of ours on this show, but they've got a new single out called Marseille Manchester, brackets in the area, which is a collaboration with a French rap artist, Nadir, celebrating the spirit of two music-loving football-mad cities. So they've released that. That's on their label Alcopop Records. And they recorded, it kind of came about through a chance meeting through their producer, because they were recording in France, and they've shot this music video on location in both cities. And it's just a really high energy, fun rock and roll track. And you know, I'm looking out for that whole Manchester vibes in the area. It reminds me of another certain Manchester band. But you can go find that on Alcopop Records, one of the coolest indie labels in the UK right now. Alcopop Records are at alcopop.bandcamp.com. And lastly for this set, we've got some music from Pincher, who are a high energy, genre blurring quartet from Manchester again. And they've released singles this year leading up to their debut album called Every Town Needs a Stranger that came out last month. You can find them at Pincher, spelled PYNCHER.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play a song called Get Along. Let's get started first with The Clause. This is Tell Me What You Want on CFRC Radio.
Loose Articles NAD. J'suis dans ma zone, dans mon périmètre. Proche de la mer, loin du fairy tale. Les collègues de classe dans les faits divers, les keufs en civil croient encore qu'ils sont bien déguisés. Mon habitat est méprisé par la capitale. Ça s'habille au marché, 4 bandes sur les Adidas. Garde ton sang-froid quand tu te gares, il nous manque une case. Les jeunes rêvent de devenir le prochain Franck Lucas. Y'a aucun sens, tu capes, la ville c'est comme un membre de ta famille. Tu te rends compte que tu l'aimes que quand tu te casses. Y'a des paires de requins, y'a des moteurs de chien. À peine descendu du train, y'a une odeur de chien. Même si le ciel fait la tête, y'a le studio pour s'évader. J'suis passé du soleil aux briques rouges et la ville bouge. De Marseille à Manchester, j'ai gardé les crocs du beat.
Manchester's an inspiration, an iconic city just from a different nation. Manchester, we welcome all to enter. Music for Irate, a non-stop party.
Manchester in the area, money on the map, not even aware yet. Come down now, watch us get larry at. Center of the universe, stick it in reverse.
Marseille has the harbour, we've got the northern quarter. Marseille has the sunshine, we have the rain but we're having a good time.
Demain je repars en doudoune, on est connecté sans le Bluetooth. Peu importe où je suis, j'ai ma city dans le cœur. J'ai un avion dans 6 heures, mais là je suis fire dans le pub.
Calm down, watch us get larry, having it large, money hysteria. Party people all over the area, having it large, money hysteria.
So
along, folks. New music from Pincher, who just released their album just a month ago, Every Town Needs a Stranger. Also had some new music from Loose Articles, a collaboration with the French rapper Nadir. And also had some music from The Claws, who released their debut album that's been doing really, really well. The song's called Tell Me What You Want, and it was so, so catchy. Folks, speaking of things that have been happening in and around music, the Grammy nominations came out this year, and we tend to ignore them, honestly, because the Grammys have a history of getting it wrong. And the interesting thing with them is they seem to be using a lot of their recent nominations as a way to right past wrongs. So they've been trying to get it right, you know. It's been a big year again for a lot of rap music in some ways. Like Doechii's got a number of nominations, Kendrick Lamar has got a lot of nominations as well. I think they're trying to write some of what they did last year, where in the rock categories, you know, sure, they had a few really interesting nominations. I think Idols, who we heard at the top of this hour as well, they were nominated for their latest album, So Were Fontaine's DC. But when you came away with the headlines from the night, you know, the rock categories were won by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones in 2025. So I think they may be trying to avoid that kind of a situation again. They've been trying to modernize it a little bit. And I'm not going to go through all the nominations because not all of them are relevant to this show. And I think you should maybe listen to Indie Wake Up Call, because Cindy will probably be going through them next week. But relevant to this show, relevant to British and Irish music, here are some of the nominations. Wet Leg have taken, I think, 3 nominations. One for Best Alternative Album, one for Best Rock Performance with their song Mosh 2, which is a really, like, you know, double-layered kind of song, and also for the album artwork, one of the categories. Lola Young, who's had a huge year kind of making alternative, kind of alternative music, drawing a bit from pop, drawing a bit from artists like the Arctic Monkeys. She's been nominated for Best Pop Solo. Young Blood, who has been a lot in discussion lately, he's picked up a nomination for his cover of Changes that was done at, you know, in tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. That's been nominated for Best Rock Performance. Pink Pantheress, who has been absolutely making waves in production and everything. She was actually in Toronto last week, but she's been nominated for Best Pop Recording, Best Dance and Electronica. Then The Cure, who haven't been in the nominations in about 20 years, they have come back for Best Alt Performance for the album that came out last year. Flo, who are a rising and very exciting alternative kind of R&B girl group sort of thing. They, for a while, they've been hyped as the next Destiny's Child almost. But they're kind of making their own way out there, and they've received a Best Prog, Best Progressive R&B nomination for Access All Areas, their album. Olivia Dean, who's had an incredible year with her new album, she's been nominated for Best New Artist. Fred Again and Skepta are also in there for Best Dance/Electronic Recording. And then there's a remix from the Chemical Brothers as well. And that's all I could scope out anyway. So it's a safe list. It's always going to be a safe list. There's nothing too exciting or independent. I think the most independent thing on this list is probably Wet Leg, actually. So, you know, it's the Grammys. They're going to do as the Grammys does. But it's just generally, like, looking across the categories, it's been interesting to see that, you know, they've turned to having a few more women in the nominations. Like, Amel and the Sniffers are in there. Hayley Williams is in there. They've had, you know, Spirit Box once again, who were also nominated last year. Spirit Box, Canadian metal band. So there've been a few things in there. I see Haim in Best Rock Album. And, you know, again, it's like the definition of rock has always been very flimsy for the Grammys. But it doesn't really change my opinion of the Grammys, which is that the Grammys know of 5 artists, and it's not hard to win a Grammy as long as you can come to their attention. That's what it comes down to. It's just the Recording Academy has a lot of sleeping stones, basically. And if you are somehow able to flag their attention, then you are a shoo-in for the Grammy. And that is also why you will see so many repeat names when it comes to Grammy winners and stuff over the years. You know, It's why Taylor Swift takes home so many Grammys, and that's my take on it. We're not going to be talking about the Grammys again, that's for sure. We're going to be talking instead about some new music, because as we just heard, there's some really good new music around town, and there's some new music that I'm going to be playing us now from Glasgow. So I have a band called Hairband, who are a five-piece band, kind of mixing colourful indie pop, jangly music, angular post-punk. They started in 2016, and they incorporate everything from television to Scottish icons, Orange Juice into their music. And I found out that one of their members was in a band called Kaput, who we played on the show years ago, and it suddenly makes so much sense to me, because they really got that kind of jumpy, angular, really fun indie rock spirit to them. So I'm going to play a song that slightly reflects that. It's a song called Very Papa, and they're releasing their album on vinyl as well, and you can find them at hairband.bandcamp.com. Then I've got some music from Birmingham. There's a duo, a psych rock duo called Solar Eyes, consisting of singer-songwriter, musician and producer Glenn Smith and drummer Sebastian Maynard Francis. And they make what they call cosmic pop, gritty, indie, psychedelic fuzz. And I think that really describes their music well. They've released their second album called Live Freaky! Die Freaky! I'm going to play us a song called Set the Night on Fire, which is as good a song title as it gets. You can find them at solareyesuk.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, I've got some music from an artist called Freddie Forbidden, an artist from Newham, near London, who's making sort of dark wave goth rock. He's got a new single called Candles, which is a follow-up to his EP called The Power of Love. The only thing he has said about the single, one single word, rebirth. You can find him at Freddie Forbidden, spelled F-R-E-D-D-Y, forbidden.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off first with Hairband. This is Very Papa on CFRC Radio.
Thank you. I'm
new song from Freddy Forbidden. That's a song called Candles. I think this might be my single of the week. It's just so gothy. There's like this sort of dark wave hint to it that I really enjoyed. We also got some music on the last set from Solar Eyes. They're an album called Live Freaky, Die Freaky, and we played the song Set the Night on Fire. Also heard Hairband with their song Vari Papa. And now moving on, we've got some new music coming up from Welsh artist Tara Bandito. She's got an album on the way, and she's just released a new single as well, which is quite like personal for her. It's a time of change for her. She's having a baby, and so she's released a song, Welsh language song, called Ifydd, which she says came to her at the beginning of the journey of becoming a mother. And she said, I'm excited to see where this path will take me left next in life and in music. There's a powerful visuals on it. She's got a music video for it that celebrates her body during pregnancy and captures the strength and beauty of the experience. She's called Tara Bandito. Just Google her, find the song, find the music video for the song. It's called Ifydd. It's spelled U-F-U-D-D. In Welsh. We've also got some music coming up next by an English-Spanish artist called Ona Mafalda, and this is her second album. It's called Reset. It's got a lot of different genres influencing it, you know, from indie rock to softer pop ballads to goth, glitzy electro music that belongs in the club, really. And she's singing in both English and in Spanish. And the song that I'm going to play us is one of the standout singles. It's called Rolling. And to my ears, it sounds quite a bit Bruce Springsteen / Sam Fender in some ways. So there's a lot of different influences that I can hear on the album. And she says, with the release of the new album Reset, she's beginning a new artistic phase and personal renewal. The record is a journey of electric guitars and lyrics that explore the courage it takes to start over, inspired by music that had accompanied her since childhood, now reinvented in her own language. Inspired by artists such as The Strokes, Florence and the Machine, Blondie, PJ Harvey, and Patti Smith, Ona embraces the rawness of the guitar and turns it into a driving force behind a new creative chapter. You can find her at onamafalda.com. Then we've got some new music from Blood Orange, because he's just had a new album out. The album is called Essex Honey. I'm going to play us a song called Vivid Light. And he's actually going to be in town, because he's playing a show, a huge show at History on the 19th of November. That's in Toronto. And he's worked on this album, you know, with so many different collaborators. There's been Mustafa and Daniel Caesar, Canadians. Caroline Polachek's on it. The Druti Column have come out on it. Lord is on it. So there's a lot of different names on it. But let's get started with Tara Bandito. First, this is Ifydd on CFRC Radio.
Then I'd a guy, I'd do it. you never touched a six-string guitar. And the more you write, you never get far.
Myself and not alone.